Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the truth of your word and the power of your word and the anointing of your word. God, send it forth. It goes to the airways and it goes here and then the sanctuary. And God, give us victory in all we say and do. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want to minister this morning on what is the resurrection. Resurrection means to bring forth to life that which was dead. Now, in the understanding of Christ, in his resurrection, he said, no man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down on my own accord, and I take it up again. And as he was in the tomb, as they said, the Bible said he was in the heart of the earth to preach to the souls of the Old Testament and set the captives free and declare to them the word and the truth of God. For in the Old Testament, they were in a place of waiting. They was in a place, a state of paradise. They was in a place called Upper Sheol. And they could not go on into the portals of glory until the blood was shed on Calvary. For the Bible said, without the shedding of the blood, in Hebrews it said, without the shedding of the blood, there would be no remission for sin. Amen. So, you know, we as Christians, we got to understand what we believe. We got to know what we believe. Amen. We believe that this Christ child, the one that was born of a virgin birth, amen, we believe that he was crucified for our sins. Now, if he did not rise, if he was not resurrected, amen, if he had no power to get up again, then our faith would be in vain, our religion would be in vain, and we would be hopelessly lost, amen. This is the reason that the resurrection is so important. Because of the resurrection, we can live. Amen. Because if he couldn't have got up on that resurrection morning, if he couldn't have got up, amen, then, amen, he wouldn't have been the Son of God. He wouldn't have been who he said he was. But thank God, amen, that he was able to get up. Amen. He was able to fulfill what he said he would do. And the resurrection, amen, when we refer to as the resurrection, this is the reason I have a problem with Easter bunnies and Easter eggs. Amen. I have a major problem with it. Amen. Amen. I know I'm an old fogey and people say you ain't much fun and all that. Amen. But I'm telling you something. Amen. I didn't come too far to turn back now. I've done made up my mind which side I'm on. I'm on the Word of God's side. Amen. I'm going to walk by the Word and I'm not going to follow traditions just to please men. Amen. Because, you know, we've made all the holidays into something representing a game. Amen. We made it into a falsehood. Amen. And I heard a bulletin the other day in the news. They said that some of the memos or something, I don't know where they might have come from. Maybe from the, I don't know for sure, but I didn't get all the forecast. But the thing I did get about it is it was talking about the Easter bunny and Easter egg. They said that it was to be called this year the spring rabbit or the spring egg, you know, that it was not to use the word Easter. Well, see, our government, our Congress, and even our president wants to do with anything to do with God. They want to do without and get away from anything to do with the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you take the resurrection out of it, you're hopelessly doomed and lost. Amen. The only hope, amen, we have is in the resurrection. Amen. And we can go to all the Gospels and find the story of the resurrection. But I like, one of my favorite sections is the one in Luke in chapter 24 and verse 5 and 6. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek you the living amongst the dead? Amen. He is not here, for he is risen. Amen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful man and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Amen. I'm glad for the resurrection. I'm glad that the grave could not hold him. The tomb could not encamp him. Death could not sting him. Amen. I'm glad this morning that he lives. Amen. And because he lives, we are going to live also. The resurrection is also spoke of in the Gospel of St. John in the 11th chapter in verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, amen, and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth, amen, in me shall never die. Believeth thou this, amen. This is the resurrection. This is what it's about. This is the purpose of it. Now, according to the word of God, the Sadducees, and this is recorded in several of the Gospels, and we find it two or three places I know of off the top of my head, in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, in verse 23, and in Mark, 12th chapter, verse 18, and then in Acts, in the 23rd chapter, verse 8. The Sadducees say that there is no resurrection. Amen. But I like what the Word of God says. Amen. In 1 Corinthians, amen, in chapter 15 and verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles that also that am not meet to be called an apostle. He said he wasn't worthy of it because I persecute the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace was bestowed upon me, which was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached, that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? I want to cover this part right here in verse 13. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. So for our whole foundation must be stated on the fact that Christ arose. Amen. If they had have found him in the tomb on that resurrection morning, amen, it would all been in vain right there. Amen. But he had the power. Amen. He said, why look for you the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Amen. He had the power, as I so stated by the word of God, to lay his life down and to take it up again. I'm glad I'm serving as a resurrected Savior. I'm glad I'm serving a Redeemer that's alive. Amen. Paul went on to say further in Philippians in the 3rd chapter and in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and be made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Paul wanted to be a part of that resurrection of the dead. And we that are in Christ are a part of the resurrection of Christ. Amen. Then in Romans, if we look to Romans, we find further understanding. Amen. What is the resurrection? The resurrection is Christ being rose from the dead, amen, and coming forth and them find the tomb empty, amen. In Romans chapter 6 and in verse 5, amen. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Christ in all things set an example for us. He set an example how to walk upon the face of this earth. He set an example how to pray. And all these examples were set to us. He also, in his death, set forth an example of the resurrection. Amen. He was that which was dead, but now is alive and lives forevermore. And he said, because if we believe this, we shall live also. Amen. I thank God that I'm a part of the resurrection of Christ. And then, if we go over in Revelations, and we find in Revelations 20 and 5, and I love this chapter. I love chapter 20 of Revelations. First of all, it tells us what's going to happen to old Satan. It tells us we're going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years, amen, and we'll have no tempter during that time. Could you imagine getting up in the morning and not having no tempter? Amen. Could you imagine walking and not having, amen? I mean, well, look what you put up with. Amen. But thank God that you're tempted. Thank God that you are chastised, because if you wasn't, amen, what's the other side of the coin? Amen. If the devil is not messing with you, he's already got you. Amen. So if you got a rascal coming to church this morning, amen, and the old devil said you ought to do something else, or you, what are you going over there? What are you doing this? Amen. Then you can look at the devil and say, goody, goody, devil. Amen. You got the cats out of the bag. Amen. If you'd have kept your mouth shut, amen, but now you've opened your mouth, now you've tried to harass me, now you've tried to beat on me, you tried to pick on me, I know that I don't belong to you, amen. I'm a part of the resurrection, amen. I have a resurrection power of God within me, amen, and I am going to live and not die. You're dead and can't ever live, amen. And the Bible tells us that that lives in sin is dead while they live. Most of the world is dead because they're living in sin and they have no belief in the resurrection. The resurrection cannot work and cannot be applied unto you unless you believe. Jesus said, believest thou this and thou shalt live and not die. This is a believer's club. Amen. This is a believer's club. You have to believe the message to receive the benefits. Amen. You have to believe the message. Amen. Amen. This thing I'm telling you is more than the Easter bunny. This thing is more than a bunch of eggs in a basket. This thing is the Son of God came to this earth and was born, amen, by the will of God, not by the will of man or the will of flesh. And he came as a virgin, amen, in a virgin birth, amen. And that man, for that purpose, he said, to this point I came. Amen. For that reason he came. He came to be the resurrection. He came to fulfill the resurrection. Now, a lot of folks get out and hide a few eggs and, you know, get them a chocolate bunny or something and do all that, and boy, that's Easter to them. Amen. I'm like this, but Easter, amen. I just don't get hung up on a Christmas tree on the 25th of December, but I celebrate the birth of Jesus 365 days out of the year. And I celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ 365 days out of the year. I celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ 24/7. Amen. Glory to God. I know I'm going to get up. Amen. Knock me down, I'm going to get up. Amen. Glory to God, amen. And like I told that undertaker down in Pulaski several years ago over Dublin, amen, he said, I've got a seal. This thing is a sealed casket, and they ain't nothing can get in or get out. He said, we give a family, we give them a warranty. I said, you better not put a warranty on it to my family, because I guarantee you ain't going to get out of that thing when the trumpet sounds so loud, going to wake the dead, the top of that old thing going to fly open. I don't know where I'm coming out like a sardine out. You know, they also used old can of sardines and take that old thing and plunge it and just make a tin stand up every way and go in there and get them a sardine. Amen. I remember that as a kid. I don't know where the lid's going to fly open or I'm coming out of that thing like a sardine coming out of a can. But I'm here to tell you, I got the resurrection power of God within my bosom. And if you're born again with the Spirit of God, you got the resurrection power of God within your bosom. Amen. Don't take nothing off the devil. You don't have to. You're a child of the living God. You are of the resurrection. Amen. That's what I like about this next chapter. It's good. Amen. Glory to God. In Revelations 20 and 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Amen. You know, those that don't have Christ, those that are not of the resurrection, they're not going to live until after this 1,000 years. Listen to this. But the rest of the dead live not again. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part of the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Amen. We're going to have a time during that. Now, if you go on down in that chapter, I won't take the time to read the whole chapter, but if you go on down in that chapter, it goes down to the point of where it at the end of this time, after Gog and Magog, after Armageddon, after all this. Amen. Verse 11 said, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. A book, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things were written in the book according to the works. Now the dead, we already followed the understanding of the righteous. They're going to be resurrected with Christ. They're a part of the first resurrection. But those that are of the dead, dead in faith, dead in physical body, they're coming to a point of this last judgment. And the dead were judged out of the book, according to those things were written. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and were judged every man according to the works. Verse 14 said, and death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All men, all women, that is not of the first resurrection will be of the resurrection of the dead. All men, according to the word of God, will be raised to stand at judgment. Those that have the resurrection power of Christ within them will be resurrected to live. And those that are of the second death will be resurrected for judgment. And they will be turned into the eternal lake of fire. That's serious. Amen. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment and a twinkle of the eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible man must put on incorruption, and the mortal must put on immortality. So then the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall put on immortality. Then shall it be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thou sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which always causes us, amen, to triumph according to the word of God. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory according to the Lord Jesus Christ. The victory, amen. Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, Be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Then we go to 1 Thessalonians, and we get in chapter 4, and we pick up in verse 13. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Now the Sadducees had no hope, because the Sadducees did not believe that there was going to be a resurrection. So they had no hope. Amen. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, even so them also which sleep in Jesus God will bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be together with them in the clouds, and to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we, amen, ever be with the Lord. And verse 18 of that chapter closes by saying, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. It's a comfort to know today that we're part of the resurrection. Amen. Job said, if a man die, will he live again? He said, all the days of my life, I wait for that appointed hour, that time. Amen. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth and going to stand upon the face of this earth in the last days. He said, even though the skin worms devour this flesh, in this same flesh, I'm going to see God. Amen. What a powerful message. Amen. Amen. A powerful message he said to us. Amen. Though the skin worms devour this flesh, in this same flesh, I'm going to see God. Then in Revelations in the 11th chapter, in verse 35, the word here speaks of how that there was a people. It said, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Amen. They held out for what they believed. And I'm going to say to you, my friend, keep the faith. Hold out for what you believe. Hold out for that better resurrection. That resurrection, amen, that we, amen, will all be gathered together to be with the Lord. If we have, death has called us away. If we have went by the way of the grave, but time that moment comes, God said, amen. And if we've been scattered our ashes to the hillsides, if we've been buried at sea, wherever this physical body is went back to ashes or went back to dust, when that trumpet sounds so loud it's going to wake the dead, and he says, come up here there, we are going to be resurrected under the likeness and the fullness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we will be a part of that first resurrection, and we will be given eternal life. Amen. Though that a man die, amen, he shall live again. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God that we're a part of that resurrection. That death cannot sting us. The grave cannot possess victory over us. The tomb cannot hold us. It cannot encamp us. For when they come looking for Jesus, they said, he's not here. He has risen. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. He is the resurrection and the life. God, in Jesus' name, as this message goes out to the airways and the thousands that will download it and listen to it from the World Wide Web, Lord, I ask to touch lives. I ask that, God, that it would shake people loose from their traditions. And when they accept the word of God, and when it's declared, it's not but the tradition of the elders, not the tradition of men, but it's the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God the tomb is empty. Thank God he lives. Now saved to the uttermost, heal, set free, and deliver, and give victory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.